man, I wish you could have seen it yesterday. What an amazing day, as I had a chance to get together with two really good friends that I made through work. And it's really hard to imagine these days that, you know, we get a chance to sort of do life together. And while I have not been a neighbor or even in the same state with some of these guys for a while, there were brief moments of my career where I was traveling around and maybe they weren't, or they were traveling around and I wasn't. And yesterday we got a chance to get together and chat, laugh and cry a little bit, not necessarily out loud, of all the craziness that we experienced on a big design build job that we did back in the early 2000s. And, you know, so what we're really talking about is something that is 20 years old. The memory is 20 years old. The relationships are 20 years old. And we learned an awful lot. And there will be lots of stories on this show over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, about all of the just nuttiness that happened on that job. But one of the things that we were chatting about was how amazing it was to work on a project together with everyone who was sort of well-aligned as what the major goals were. The politics weren't involved, and it was sort of refreshing. Because in this particular point in my career, I deal with a lot more of the politics and a lot less of the getting the work done. But there are some amazing lessons that came out of it. And one of the lessons that came out of this, and so let me take you back just a little bit. In the year 2001, I think it was 2001, somewhere in 2001, 2002, somewhere in there, we gathered individuals. We had a design build team in which we had to co-locate with the contractor. So if you can imagine sort of going to people who are really amazing at their day-to-day job, designing roads, designing bridges, designing drainage systems and pipelines and all this other stuff, right? It doesn't matter what those disciplines are, but imagine going into the office and start making phone calls and sending emails to ask people if they wanted to uproot themselves for over a year and live in a different city, in a different state, to work on a design build project in which they were going to be at the design team and the builder team's beck and call 24/7 for the entire time that they were out there. You can imagine sort of the crucible that we were in. Well, let me actually explain what the crucible was. I mean, a physical location. We were in an old ice hockey house that had no windows, only a couple doors, and it had a mezzanine. And in that mezzanine, that's where some of the spectators would normally look down on the hockey rink and be able to see what was going on, the action on the floor. Well, that had been converted. It'd been split in half, and one half was converted into office spaces, where along the edges, all you see were white boxes and doors with a tiny sliver of a window. And then in the pool in the middle, with a bunch of cubicles. And that's where we did life together for well over a year, as we were working on a big design build job right up against the shoe fly for a railroad train. So every day our work would be interrupted by the rumble that came through the office from the train. We would be interrupted by screaming and hollering from the contractor. We would be interrupted by lots of different things. But everybody in that building, in that crucible, we all had a job to do. And that job was to deliver excellence. And nobody on that team took that for granted. And no one was short of excellent. It was probably the best work time experience I've ever had in my entire life. And as we are 20 years away, we sat down yesterday outside in the kind of very sharp, crisp air in the foothills of the Sierras, and at a tap house. So it was really only a few of us outside sitting at a small little table, and we were reminiscing about the great relationships and the great lessons that we learned all from that one experience. And my one takeaway out of just yesterday's experience that I think is really, really important is one, how important it is to understand a foxhole. And most of us, I don't think, spend the time to understand where real strong relationships are made and where true grit and true character come from. And if you've ever been on a team like this, and I have the privilege of being on a team like this with actual wartime veterans that would probably describe it slightly different, but because I haven't ever had to serve in war, I'm going to describe it as a foxhole. In a foxhole, we understand through lots of different stories that there is no atheist in a foxhole. Well, I can also tell you there's no single individual in a foxhole. As soon as you're in a foxhole, all of a sudden you're taking fire, enemy fire, and your job is to defend everybody, not just yourself, but everybody else who is in the foxhole. There is nothing better than bringing a team together than putting them in the foxhole together. Right. They, if you have individuals, or if you are in your own career kind of by yourself, or you know people who like to do work by themselves and they can't appreciate a team, or they've been poor team players to that particular point in their career, here's what I would suggest you do. I'd suggest you go and find or make the foxhole. And as a leader, what that really means is, you get everybody around and you start to identify the enemy. What is the enemy that everybody has to fight against, and what are the rules of engagement? And those rules of engagement have to do with a set of core values, and those core values are whatever you choose them to be. Are they excellence? Are they honesty? Are they perseverance and tenacity? What are the core values that you have on your own team, your own expectations? And as a leader, right, as we're shifting your mind from being a manager and controlling things and all this other stuff to a leader, what is it that you have to communicate to the rest of the team? How do you lay it out so that everyone can understand what it is important to the team in accomplishing the mission? What are you doing together? And as soon as you start to take enemy fire and you refocus everyone and say, hey, look, this is the enemy. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy our set of core values. They're trying to stop us from accomplishing our mission. It is time for you to dig in your heels and start to shoot back, and shoot back accurately. And when you get that kind of experience in your work, you're going to walk away from that experience thinking, oh my word, now I understand what everyone's talking about when they talk about a cohesive team of individuals. And you, hopefully you will be blessed by that kind of experience, like I was, to be able to make lifelong friends in that kind of experience. I know what their character is. I understand what they're going to do when the chips are down, and I can rely on them to have my back, and I have theirs as well. So this is the kind of environment that we can create. We don't have to just wait for a once-in-a-lifetime project for this to happen. The things that we can do is, one, be very clear about what our core values are. Two, we need to make sure that we identify the enemy. And the third is to have a very clear mission of what you're trying to accomplish, and then block out the white noise. You as a leader are responsible to block out the white noise for the rest of the team so that they can focus on getting their work done. As soon as you get a chance to participate in something like that, it will change your life. Now, here's what I would like for you to do. All you have to do is send me an email at bradley@waldropcommunications.com. That's WALDROP communications.com. And let me know what kind of experience you've had in a foxhole, what you learned, what the core values were of your team, and how you're using that lesson to advance your own career and the career of somebody else. And until then, we'll talk to you soon. If you want to turbocharge your career, all you have to do is go to AECProfessionalMatters.com, AECProfessionalMatters.com, and grab the Project Leaders Survival Kit and start supercharging your career today. Again, that is AECProfessionalMatters.com, and get your Project Leadership Toolkit today.